This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 beers and a mic podcast, quarantine edition for the, 50th week in a row. We got Dwayne, Adam, and Bernie. Say what's up, guys.
What's up, guys?
Still doing the social distancing. Bernie is rocking the awesome Castle Grayskull background for our little video chat here. So that was really awesome to see. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We're going to jump right into it. But as always, follow us on Facebook, 3 beers and a mic, Twitter, 3 beers and a mic. We're on Instagram, also at 3 beers and a mic. Sometimes we put really cool surveys up there and questionnaires and pictures and all types of updates. So what are we drinking, man? Adam, what do you got?
I have Corona Light.
Wow, that's actually different. Ooh. Holy smokes. Now, do you prefer the light over the regular? Or is that just what you had in your fridge?
I prefer the light.
Okay.
It's not as tasty.
Not as beer tasting.
Not as flavorful.
It's got the same liquor, so I like it.
All right. Well, hey, dude, I'm proud of you. You're not drinking one of your standard three, so good for you, dude. Dwayne, what do you got?
I'm actually trying Back Pew here in Houston. I think they're up in like Kingwood or something.
Okay.
It's like their, I guess it's their Oktoberfest type beer. It's King's Bra. Fest beer.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
It's pretty good.
It's canned too. Usually you don't see those canned.
Yeah, that's.
Well, all the craft beer does canned beer. So I don't know of any small craft breweries that are doing bottles other than like, you know, the big bottles.
No, fair enough. So sounds good. I definitely want to try that for sure. Bernie, what do you got?
I got Oscar Blues French's Mustard Beer.
I want to taste one of those.
Right. Bernie's got the mustard beer. We posted about that about a week or two ago. And what did you say it tasted like again?
It's described as tropical wheat beer. Brewed with French's mustard and other natural flavors. It just tastes like a tropical beer.
Okay.
Almost too tropical.
But
there's no mustard taste.
Okay, I was about to say, is there any, like, just a hint of that sourness or mustard flavor? Nothing.
Have you drank it from a glass?
There might be a little sourness to it, but not like, I don't know, I wouldn't have said mustard if you blind taste tested it.
Okay.
I would have just said, wow, that's super tropical-ish. I also have a Forbidden Root Strawberry Basil.
Okay.
Wheat ale.
Man, you're getting all crazy.
Wow, that's nuts. Well, to continue with the theme of things that Dwayne hates, Bernie brought the mustard beer. What's the Pumpkin. Other thing that
Pumpkin.
Dwayne doesn't like? Pickle beer. We got the pickle beer. Now, this is a different
one. Isn't that the good one?
Yeah, this is the best made pickle beer. We tried this when we were at the neighborhood thing a few while ago. Yeah, a few months ago. And I haven't been able to find it, but on one of my beer groups I'm in on Facebook, they said that Whole Foods stocks it all the time. So I went there, and they actually had it, and it's awesome. You're missing out, dude.
We should combine our mustard and pickle beer.
Unlike the mustard beer, this does taste like pickles. So it's It's really good.
My question is, who's going to do the hot dog beer?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Why not?
Hot dog water.
Yeah, this is delicious. All right, dude. We got some questions this week, I think, right?
I do have to say I'm happy you're not drinking a seltzer, though.
No, I'm actually drinking a beer. I figure that's enough of the seltzers.
All right. Yeah, we got some questions on Instagram here. Our buddy Jamer's Time, which I just posted a picture about.
Cool.
Even though it's not Thursday.
It's all right.
I could have sworn it was Thursday today.
No.
No one knows what fucking day it is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I know. I work every fucking day.
All right. He said, what movies have you been watching since there's been no major releases? And of those, what's your favorite?
I'll go first real quick. I've actually been going back and watching. I've been going through the years starting from like 2009. And I've been watching the highest grossing movies from those years just to, first of all, I want to make sure I didn't miss any of them. And second of all, I want to go back and watch them to make sure that they were as good as I remembered. So I just watched Taken the other night, and that movie is still awesome. It was one of those like January releases, and I thought I'd go see it in the theater and it'd be really crappy. Dude, I love that movie. That's just one example. So I've been going back and watching the top grossing movies of a particular year and just refreshing myself on if they were good or bad. I heard, was that Bernie that you that snickered? I'm guessing you don't like Taken.
They're all right.
I'm not saying the sequels. I'm talking about only the first one.
That's good.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, it made a crap ton of money, and I really enjoyed it. I forgot how good that movie was. Next is one of the Mission Impossible movies. I think it's Ghost Protocol, the one like where he's in Dubai or something. That's the next one.
You started putting it on Amazon, right?
Mission Impossible?
No, the Protocol. It's like a new movie to the Amazon list.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Oh, cool.
I mean, not the movie, but you know.
No.
Okay. No, I don't.
What do you know? The picture.
So you're saying that it's a new series called Protocol?
No, the movie, they just put it in so you can see it at Amazon.
And is it called Protocol?
Yeah, Mission Impossible.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that on Amazon you can now watch Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what Rami said, and you said no.
Yeah. I said, is this related to Mission Impossible? And you said no. All right. Anyway, Adam, any movies you're watching recently since you've been at home?
Yeah, but Netflix has the best movies. Amazon, I already watch everything there. So all these international movies in Amazon.
Any titles specifically that, because we're going to be talking about favorite later in the show.
Okay, one of them is called Perdida. It's like a three series movie. And another one is The Legacy of the Bones. Also is like a three series movie. I saw them all three already. So, and a whole bunch of other movies. Right now, I just saw that movie Project Power. That was really good.
Okay, we're going to talk about that a little later. We've all seen Project Power.
I saw The Old Guard also. I liked it really good too.
Okay. So you haven't really gone back and watched older movies. You've been watching kind of new stuff.
No, I rewatched shows. I rewatched The Witcher again.
You rewatch TV shows?
That's Netflix shows, not TV shows.
Dude, oh man. You're lucky, dude. I could never do that. A two-hour movie is no problem, but like a 12-part, one-hour series?
10. It was 10 episodes. Actually, it was 8 episodes.
Woof. Good for you. Bernie, I'm guessing, do you do that often where you go back and rewatch like entire seasons of Netflix shows?
Depends. I rewatched Game of Thrones a couple times.
Well, I mean, that's your favorite show. I mean, I'll sometimes like watch an old episode of The Office or something, but like I can't go back and watch the whole Breaking Bad 6 season. I mean, that'd take me forever.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to really, really like it. Like I'm watching The Big Bang Theory on HBO Max. I'm just putting it on in the background. I'm through like 2 seasons of that.
The first 4 seasons are great. The last 6 are horrible. So once they start getting girlfriends and like getting married, you can stop watching it. It gets really bad.
I'm shocked that you don't like Rob, that.
Robbie hates Rob. Girls.
No, it's because the first 4 seasons before they all started coupling up, it was really funny because they would have like super inside jokes about Green Lantern and Comic-Cons and, you know, really cool nerdy type stuff. And then they just started having like regular people problems, which we all have. And it became not as interesting to me. But if you're going to watch all 10 seasons, maybe I'm the only one who feels that way, but I doubt it.
Nerd.
Yeah. All right, cool.
But what are you watching for movies?
Movies, yeah. What movies are you watching?
Let's see. Today I watched Sleeping Beauty and Snow White and then Cinderella.
All right, so the classic kiddo movies. I got you.
Do you have a favorite?
Of those three, no. No, I don't like the old Disney cartoons as much as the newer stuff.
I love the old Disney cartoons. They're great.
It's just I just find them boring. I've been watching more shows than movies. Like I started Harley Quinn on HBO Max.
Yeah, you told me that was really good.
I knew it was a cartoon going into it, but I was not expecting what I saw.
Yeah, speaking of Big Bang Theory, that's not what you thought Penny would be talking about.
Yeah. Like, it is super violent and super vulgar. Like, I was not expecting that at all. It's really funny, too. And they have characters from, like, the most random DC Universe characters and stuff. So you should definitely check it out. It's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, I that's on my next list of shows to start watching because you did give it a really high recommendation.
I told you she called, or who was that? Dr. Psycho called Wonder Woman a cunt.
Yeah,
one of the episodes.
Which is on stuff. When I saw the previews for that show, I didn't think that they would even use that type of language. So that does make it, I guess, more an adult-oriented show, and so I definitely want to check it out. Yeah. Dwayne, what are you watching?
I've been watching a lot of Netflix movies myself, but one I did watch was, I watched it with Chloe, was Uncle Buck.
Oh, I love that movie.
By the way, most 80s, early 90s movies that are teenage PG are more adult than they are kids.
That was before they had a PG-13 rating. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is rated PG.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Dude, they rip the out theme,
the themes in Uncle Buck are like adult.
I mean, Dwayne, he rips out the heart from the guy's chest and it like catches on fire and the dude burns alive. I mean, I'm just saying, like,
violence is fine, Rami. That's not how you get worse ratings.
So you're okay, but I mean, I'm assuming if you put I haven't watched Uncle Buck in a while.
Yeah, the only thing I remembered before I watched it was Flipping the Big Pancake.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty famous.
And I like Macaulay Culkin's in it. That's about it. Like,
I like when he's dancing with the neighbor. You know.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's all classic John Candy stuff, but you know, the themes of the movie revolve around the older niece who's like this guy's trying to bang her, basically. So
I do not remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you're saying don't show it to the minors yet.
I mean, if they're mature, it's okay. Or they just won't get half the jokes, but
all right, fair enough.
Or Or if they're coal miners.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, next question.
Bernie with the dad joke.
Yeah, geez. All right, next question.
From the 3R show, is there any places that you will never go back to because of the pandemic? Your restaurants, movies, etc.
Well, I'll let someone else go first. So is this like you'll not go to right now, or you'll never return
ever
until after the pandemic is over?
No, just even after the pandemic's over.
Oh, okay. I got
never,
mine, but
you'll never go back.
Adam, you go first.
A swimming pool.
That's a good one. That's a really good
one. Like a public one or just any swimming pool?
Any swimming pool.
I don't know. You didn't go before anyways.
Yeah, you didn't go anyways. You can't use that as an excuse. All right, so you won't go to a swimming pool. All right, Bernie. This is after the pandemic is over with and you've got vaccinated if you choose to do that, whatever. You just won't want to go to that place.
I don't really think there is anything I wouldn't do strictly because of the pandemic.
Okay.
I like to say Walmart.
Sure.
but
fair.
But that's not really pandemic related. But it kind of is. So Walmart is my answer.
Dwayne?
I don't see any place. Maybe China, but other than that.
I
wasn't going to go there beforehand.
So. Dude, when Bernie and I went in 2015, man, it was a great trip. I still think about that trip.
I would move there tomorrow.
Dude, it was – the food was great. The scenery was awesome. Everyone was really friendly. They had beer vending machines. Dude, I mean, everything was so cheap. It was pretty fun. I will not go to buffets.
Is there any?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I will not. I will not go to buffets. I actually told my wife this last week. We were having a conversation that was kind of similar, and she said, "Is there anything you're going to be kind of weary about, like travel or on a plane?" Or I'm like, "No," but I wouldn't want to be in a big line full of people swapping spoons. And stuff. So I love Chinese buffets. I love Mediterranean buffets, but that would be something I think I can do without for now.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. But as far as when I get the vaccine, I'll feel comfortable, traveling again and, going to the gym or, doing that type of stuff. Pools don't bother.
Yeah, I can see you suffering from not going to the gym.
I was going to ask, do you go to the gym? Or...
No, but I mean, saying I wouldn't mind it if I had to. I'm just saying like that because, people are sweating and it's gross, but the food swapping and the little sneeze guard and no thanks. Okay, that was a great question. Next one.
Oh, man, you got to give me a heads up.
I have a question, too, whenever you're done reading all of them.
All right. Sure. Our buddy Suicide Fox, Aaron.
Yeah, what's up, Aaron?
What's your favorite fictional pet sidekick? And he has one, but I'll tell you after we're done.
Okay. Fictional pet sidekick. Anyone want to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Dinobot, man.
Yeah, that's a great one, for sure.
Falcon.
Yeah, that's a great one. I'll go next. I actually have two. Number one is easy, Battle Cat. but I don't want to say my number two because it might be someone else's number one, so I'll leave it at the end. Adam, you got one?
Well, yeah, Scrappy-Doo.
Scrappy-Doo. Scooby-Doo's sidekick or is he
he's the sidekick for Scooby-Doo.
But is he Scooby-Doo's pet?
Nope.
Well, how can
he's
he
like be? Nephew. Isn't he his nephew?
Yeah. So he'd be Shaggy's sidekick.
Yeah. Well, Scooby-Doo
I think he's still considered Scooby's sidekick. Right?
Yeah.
Probably. I would say so. All right, so
we'll let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let it slide. are we missing anyone?
Bernie. I know you can't see him, but he's there.
Shit, I don't know. Snarf.
Sure.
That's a good
one. Yeah.
Is he a sidekick?
Yeah.
Is that?
I would say so.
Right.
He's a pet of Lionel, no. I think.
Change my answer. I'm gonna go with Adam's reasoning, and I'm gonna go Snarfer.
My second choice was Brain from Inspector Gadget.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, that totally would have been my number two. Yeah. Good thing you didn't say it.
Yeah, no one would have got. I know. All right, next question.
It's also from Aaron.
Wait, what was Aaron's pick?
Oh yeah,
Battle Cat.
Oh well, okay, good. That's a great choice.
His other question is favorite food, restaurant, or drink mascot. He has one too, but I'll say it at the end.
I mean, it's not the main one for McDonald's, but I always like Mayor McCheese.
That's a great answer.
I dude, his first of all, his little.
What about the French fry guys?
Yeah, they were fine. But dude, in the old school McDonald's playgrounds, his little hamburger head with the steel bars. First of all, that thing was a death trap, and it was the first thing I went to, and I loved him in the commercials. So yeah, Mayor McCheese, that dude's awesome. Dwayne, you can go next if you got one.
Probably. Budman.
Okay.
Do you guys remember Budman?
Yeah, I do.
He's like a superhero dude.
Sure.
I was like 8 years old and I had a pin of him.
Yeah, oh, that's.
He's like a superhero, so.
Dude, that's awesome. I do remember like Budman. Duffman?
What's that?
Like Duffman?
Kind of.
Yeah, he was kind of like Duffman.
But he had like a hood.
Yeah, that's a great choice. All right, Adam, you got a favorite mascot?
Ronald McDonald.
Okay, that's classic. Very good. And Bernie?
I'm either going to go with the cowboy Twinkie.
Okay.
Or Chester, the Cheetos.
Yeah.
Sure. That's a great
Chester's
one.
Better.
Chester's better.
Yeah, I'll probably go Chester.
All right, very good. Nice questions, Aaron. Thank you so much.
His was the Noid from Domino's.
Yeah, the Noid.
Remember the video game, too?
That game was really hard.
Avoid the Noid, I think it was called, right?
Yeah, that game, I think it was a Sega Genesis exclusive. It was really difficult. All right, next question.
That's it.
Okay. Now, Bernie, you said you had to ask us something.
Yeah, real quick. So in the early days of the podcast, did you guys share one mic or did you each have your own mics?
We did share a mic.
We did share a mic, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we.
Well, then that answers my follow-up question.
What?
Why the podcast is called Three Beers and a Mic.
Yes.
Three beers and three mics.
Yeah, because we at the very beginning, we had one mic in the middle and it was good enough at the time for us all to share. But now we got this really nice setup and switchboard.
And then COVID happened, and you know.
Yeah.
Did you guys just have your mouths like by it, just like surrounding this mic?
No, it was like a boom mic.
It's just like in the middle of the table.
Yeah, it was one of those boom mics.
You know how in like music videos and stuff, the background singers are all huddled around one mic and they're singing with their mouths like real close? Is that what you guys were doing?
No.
Yeah, and Rami would always grab my ass when we were doing it.
Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, so let's get into the show. We got a couple topics to talk about this week. The first thing we're going to discuss is this past weekend for Xbox, finally, the Avengers beta was released. and we all downloaded it. I'm assuming Adam got to play it on PlayStation. I don't know. Adam, did you? No. Okay. So
how would you assume that?
Yeah, Bernie, myself, and Dwayne all downloaded the Avengers beta for Xbox, and we all got to play it for, you know, an hour or two, whatever it was. And we're going to give you guys our thoughts on the game coming out next month. So my first thing real quick before we give our opinions is I thought that betas usually came out like 5 or 6 months before the game, because if you actually play it and you get some feedback, you might have time to go in and fix it. Right. I mean, this game is done. I mean, what can you fix in the next 4 weeks based off of feedback from the consumers? I mean, nothing, right?
They were testing servers.
Yeah, so
what they were doing.
So this is basically the finished product, and you have to decide, if I play this game, am I going to keep my pre-order active, or am I going to go purchase the game when it comes out, because they're not going to make any changes. I'll be last. Dwayne, what did you think of the game?
I thought the opening sequence where you're switching between all the characters, I thought that was pretty fun. The bad guys were pretty cool. But once we got to the multiplayer, it was kind of lackluster. It's kind of the same thing over and over. Me and Bernie were playing, like, he was playing Black Widow. He's like, I'm over here. I'm like, where? And I couldn't find him, and he had to, like, shoot me. I could figure out where the hell he was.
You cannot tell where each other were.
The camera is very zoomed in on the characters. It doesn't have that Marvel Ultimate Alliance camera where it's kind of overhead and you can see everybody.
But it also doesn't have, like, you know, a lot of games, like, the gamer tag will be over the character's head. Sure. So you can at least read that off screen so you kind of know where they are.
Yeah.
It didn't have that, though.
Yeah. That's a very good point. So you like the beginning stuff. You like some of the missions sprinkled throughout, and then
it's cool playing Hulk and smashing shit and beating stuff up, but after a while you're like, nah. And like the power button, there's always the weak hit and the powerful hit.
Sure.
You don't even need the weak hit. I just kept hitting the power one, and just like it doesn't stop, so why would I not use it?
That's fair.
But a lot of games, the power will like reduce if you keep using it. You know what I mean? They get tired or something, or
They have kind of like a combo meter where you can do some powerful attacks, then it has to recharge. Yeah. That's fair. But that ultimate attack that you can get with the Hulk, that had to recharge itself.
Yeah, but recharged pretty quick.
It did. Too. Yes, it did.
And I didn't like the. I don't know how far you got, Rami, but there was one. One thing where you had to stand on the circle, and it was, I guess Bernie said it was supposed to be a single player mission, but it turned out to be a two player mission, a multiplayer. So I was playing with some rando. But if you don't stand on the circle, you can't complete the objective. But all the bad guys are like outside the circle. So like if both of you leave the circle, then you just don't make the objective. I'm like, what the hell is going on? So
on a, I don't know, the scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, maybe a 5.
Oh, I didn't miss much.
Did you keep your pre-order?
I haven't canceled it yet, but I am canceling it.
Okay. So Dwayne gives it a 4-ish, 5-ish, which is a failing grade, obviously.
No.
Yeah. All right. Bernie, what'd you think?
Where do you want me to start?
Dude, just go, man.
It's Anthem 2.0. It's everything the Anthem beta was, that people, when they played the beta, it's like, the real game's not going to be like this. You know, the missions are going to be more fleshed out and varied. And then the game comes out, and it's exactly what it was in the beta. The missions, me and Dwayne played, I think, 3 multiplayer missions. And then we're like, do you want to go play Rocket League? it's just so incredibly boring. Like, you're the Hulk. You can smash things, and it's boring to be that. You know how you watch a movie or you play a game and you can just like feel the passion the creator put into the work. You can feel it, it just comes off as you're playing it, this through the story, through the, you know, the mechanics. This game had none of that. This game had like no heart to it. This game was, hey, how can we make money on the Avengers name? Let's throw out the worst part of three shitty video games and fuck it. Who cares? They'll buy it because it's Marvel.
Do you, okay. So you're thinking that the story was uninteresting. The missions are at all terrible. It's probably just going to be a money grab. They're going to be charging you for like,
there's battle passes and shit. There's some story missions, like the first mission on the Golden Gate Bridge, which is really good. If the game was that, it would be, I would be fine with it.
Yeah.
But it's not that. That's how they tease you with a couple missions like that. But the real bulk of the game is the bullshit. Go to this point and defend it. Then go smash this thing over here, level over. Next level. Go to this point over here, defend it, smash this thing over here. That's all it is. That's all the levels were, was go to this point, defend it, go to this point,
smash. I think the most fun we had was trying to figure out how to get to that one room that we didn't even have to do.
Like, we were trying to solve a puzzle to open up this, to get one little shitty chest. And it was more fun trying to figure out where the four buttons we had to stand on were than the actual level itself was.
Okay.
It's just, it's just a money grab. It's a money grab. They're going to charge outrageous prices for stupid skins.
The AIs in the game were horrible too.
You can't control them. Like if you're playing solo and there's like, you have three people with you, you can't tell them to go stand on the point so you can open up this door.
Yeah.
And they don't do it. You stand on one and then they don't go stand on the other one.
They
like
just
other
stand
games
next
do
to you.
They just stand next to you like big idiots.
So, I mean, when you have, if we think about it this way, I'm not a lot of Marvel games are released. Like you have Spider-Man, which was great. You had Deadpool that came out in like 2015. You had a couple X-Men and Wolverine games. Marvel,
both of those are
Alliance.
Sony, though, right? Sony made both of those, I think.
Did they make Deadpool? I don't remember.
I think so. But I think they own him too, right?
You have Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but this isn't like every, they never release like every Avengers movie that came out did not have a video game. Every Thor movie that came out did not have a video game. You know, back in the old days, what you would look forward to is when Terminator 2 came out, I can go buy the game. Back to the Future 3 came out, I can go buy the game.
And they all sucked.
They did that with the Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying this is like two, I mean, that was back in like 2005, 2006. But then, you know, they kind of got away from that. Now these big, huge blockbuster films are coming out and there's no video game that is associated with them. But I will give you my insight. You guys are right. The first mission where you're going through San Francisco and you're swapping back and forth between the characters, I thought that was really fun. Even though it's more of a scripted event and you don't really have control, it's not open world. You can only
kind of a tutorial.
Yeah. You can kind of only do what the game tells you to do. I thought that was really, really cool. I love the Taskmaster fight. I love Hulk like jumping from all these falling pieces of bridge, like, and grabbing onto buses and then smashing these enemies. And Thor's hammer was really cool. I love how the mechanic is when you throw the hammer, you have to hit the left trigger to suck it back in. And then as it's coming back in, it's hitting bad guys. Like, all that stuff was super cool. And then when it got into the next Hulk mission where you were with Ms. Marvel, I thought that was okay too. But yeah, I agree with you. As the game progressed, it got into more go here, push this button, smash this thing sort of gameplay, which was kind of like what Destiny was when it first came out. I don't know if you guys remember.
I don't even think you got to the worst part of it, Rami.
I did not go to the multiplayer stuff. Because my kid woke up and it was time for family time. But I did get to play a solid 2.5 hours, but I did not get to the multiplayer. So if
it's not even really like multiplayer, it's just you have the ability to play with other people because you can do that. Those are the missions that you do in the game.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's just whether or not you want to do them with friends or you want to do them solo with three computer people.
I was
or three randos.
I'm trying to remember a game where you get upgraded armor and upgraded clothing, and when you attach it to yourself, it doesn't show up in the real game. Like, I mean, I'm not talking about old like 90s video games, but I'm talking about nowadays. When you grab a piece of armor upgrades or a shoulder pad or something, if you attach it to yourself, I've never seen it just disappear because, like what Bernie said, they just want you to go buy the skins. And if you could just...
Exactly. They want you to buy skin.
Yeah. If you can go upgrade your character to look super badass, why would you put money to buy the Iron Man 3 skin from the movie, right? I didn't like that. And I really don't like when games like this have all these different collectibles to collect, like a yellow vial and red crystals and blue stars and green clovers, and all of them do something different. They're all different types of loot that are all for different types of stats.
But I couldn't figure out what any of them were.
But what any of them were. What was the purple one? I don't know what that was for.
And you actually had to like walk over them. Like they didn't just you broke.
Yeah, they didn't like suck into you.
No,
you actually had to stand on them.
Like Ratchet and Clank, they just kind of attract themselves to you. You're like metal, like a magnet, and they just kind of get sucked into your little area, which was awesome because then it doesn't become a monotonous collecting mission of making sure you collect every single bolt.
Especially in that game where, like, if you're fighting 15 guys, you don't want to walk over and collect the shit that you didn't pick up because you weren't close enough to it. Like,
correct. That I didn't like. So I am also going to cancel my pre-order. I actually ordered the deluxe one with the statue and all this stuff, but I don't see myself playing this game until it becomes, you know, I mean, dude, Destiny 2.
You haven't even played the Spider-Man. That's actually a really good game.
Yeah. There's other
incredible game.
There's other things that I could be playing besides this. I don't see myself investing the time.
You're never going to play it. You're never going to play this game.
Well,
ever.
And so, I'm totally on board. I'm going to cancel my pre-order. Maybe when it goes down to $10, I'll give it a try. But
that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait till it's like $15 in like 4 months.
Yeah.
When they announced that they had special skins for Verizon, I knew this was going to be a giant pile of shit.
I think Verizon and like AT&T or T-Mobile, or I think there's like multiple carriers that have different skins.
Virgin Is Mobile Virgin? Had their own set of skins.
Wow.
Yeah. As soon as they announced that, I'm like, this game is going to be a gigantic pile of shit.
What's the point for the skins? What?
It's just to make your character look cool.
Yeah,
that's it.
They wear a white outfit because you have Verizon.
So it's gonna have a big Verizon logo.
Probably,
pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. All right. So the next piece of video game news that was pretty big, which we haven't talked about yet, was that Halo Infinite has actually been delayed. Now this happened about a week ago. We did talk about it a little bit in advance, but I wanted to get everyone's thoughts because the Xbox Series X that was coming out in November, it was going to be Halo is launching with the new Xbox console. That hasn't happened since the original Xbox. It was going to be super exciting, but they've delayed it until next year at an undisclosed time to just make sure the game is right. They made this whole announcement on Twitter. So we're going to talk about how much does that hurt the new Xbox console launch, and what are your guys' thoughts on them going and polishing the game to make it better? Bernie?
I'm torn. I think on a typical console launch, I think it would be devastating for them. But Xbox's goal doesn't seem to be selling consoles anymore. It seems to be, how can we get more people into our ecosystem of Game Pass? Because, like, Halo Infinite wasn't a Series X exclusive game. Like, you can play that on Xbox One.
Correct.
Or your One X. So, like, if you have a One X, is there a huge incentive to spend another $500 to get the new console for Halo to look slightly better? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I totally agree. I've actually, since you mentioned that, you said in one of our texts, if I had an Xbox One X, I wouldn't be upgrading to this new Series X, but I have like the old OG 2013 Xbox One. And it's,
yeah, I have the day one edition is the one I use.
Yeah. He's like, I got to upgrade because I have, you know, a new 4K TV. I do not have an 8K television. I am never going to buy one. So an Xbox One Series X for me, when I've started doing my research, would be a bad purchase because my games look really good and I can buy Halo Infinite on the old system and still play it. And
bad right now.
Right. Yeah, right now. And for the next probably year or two, I would say, they're probably going to support both,
2 years.
Both consoles. So, yeah, I kind of agree with you. I'll go next. I don't think it's going to be that devastating. I think people who were looking to upgrade their current Xbox One might have been looking forward to the new Xbox, which has been confirmed now is going to have two editions. There's going to be the Xbox One X and then the Xbox One S. There's going to be two of those. And it's going to be coming out in November. So that's also been confirmed.
What's the difference?
We just don't know the price. The Xbox One S is going to be less powerful. It's going to be
Xbox Series S.
Series S, yeah. Because there already is an S.
There's an Xbox One S.
Yeah. So there's a Series S.
It's going to be cheaper and less powerful, Adam.
Correct. Yeah. So I want them to finish the game, make it right. Maybe they just didn't get the feedback they wanted from the gameplay that they showed, and they want to go and polish it up. Totally cool with that. I would be distraught if that game was released and we're looking at each other like, man, this sucks. You can't do that on this type of title.
Like Marvel.
Yeah, it's like Avengers. Like supposed to be a big blockbuster game, so much money behind it. And
it already got delayed to make it better and shit too, right?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, Avengers did get delayed twice.
So if it's still bad, that's awful. So let them take the extra time. I'm cool with it. And then we'll see it next year.
I also wonder if they're looking at what the economy is right now. And they're like, you know what? I don't know if how many people are actually going to upgrade at the end of this year.
Well, $500 to swing around right now is extremely difficult.
So
yeah,
they might be looking at that going, you know what, we can delay Halo till next year because maybe the economy will be a little bit better and we won't have to worry about all that shit. And let's just polish the game and make it perfect, you know?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? You can do it.
There's no downside to it, really, other than you're launching without a flagship title. But
there's
with
like
Game
what?
Pass and stuff, it doesn't matter.
There's you like
have
what, 100
access
or
to 200. Yeah. You have 200 games you can play. We can play Battletoads, I think, tonight.
Oh man, I can't wait to play that game. I love Battletoads.
Is it the original?
Brand new Battletoads.
Is it
brand new?
Brand new Battletoads.
I did pre-download it, but I wasn't sure what it was.
I don't know if we can play it tonight or if it won't actually launch till tomorrow. But
if we can, we can check it out after the podcast and see if we can play it because I think it's three players.
Well, it's three videos, right?
Yeah, dude, I love Battletoads.
Sorry.
Yeah, so and then I don't PlayStation 5 has the Miles Morales Spider-Man expansion, which is a great I mean that's for anyone who's finished the first game looking forward to playing that. I think that's a great option, but I don't think that's a system seller. So
no
one's saying I want to beat that PS5 so I can play Miles Morales
and
Spider-Man.
Maybe that's part of their plan too. They saw what Sony announced and they're like, "Oh, we don't have to worry."
Yeah.
We don't need Halo.
Yeah, I mean they're not launching with a new God of War or Horizon. What is that game called?
Horizon.
No, Horizon Zero Dawn.
I think the next one's called Forbidden West or something like that. Horizon Forbidden West.
That sounds right. Like that. Yeah, and Sony has said all of our flagship titles are a year or two down the road. So Xbox is like, all right, let's just delay this thing and go finish it up. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that bad. One quick PlayStation note. Bernie, what have you thought of Fall Guys so far? The free download-to-play game on PlayStation. It's kind of like a battle, like a game show battle royale type game.
I love it. It's so simple and so much fun. It's just fun to play. It's frustrating as hell. People get in your way and you lose because they're just standing there being idiots.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I haven't had that much fun with such a simple game in a long time.
Yeah, I downloaded it last week, and I play at least two or three matches a night. It's a quick sort of turn on the game. You got 60 players in sort of a maze-type environment, and the first 40 people to cross the finish line, getting through all the obstacles, advance. Eventually,
like Wipeout.
Yeah, it's kind of like Wipeout. You have to go through under bridges and through obstacle courses and trying to find out which door you can break down. You can push each other off platforms and go on a seesaw and all this really fun stuff, kind of like Wipeout. And then eventually, if you make it to the third or fourth round, you team up and you red team versus blue team, who can score the most soccer goals. And then you get to the final 10, and then it's a race to get the crown. And, you know, you can win coins and upgrade your costume, and it's all free to play. And it was a really fun game. I'm enjoying it immensely, even though I can get to the last round more commonly now. I've never won yet, but I'm doing a lot better.
You suck.
I have not gotten all like five rounds and claimed the crown. I have not done that.
Bernie won, right?
Yep. Yeah, I got a dub under my belt.
Yep. So that sounds cool. Definitely download Fall Guys if you haven't. It's all free to play. And so far, they're not like monetizing the crap out of you. You don't have to buy any of the costumes if you don't want to. And you do gain coins on a regular basis. Even if you get knocked out the first round, you still get some. So it incentivizes you to play.
I think all that free stuff works to their advantage, because after a while, most of the free games I play, I'm like, all right, let me throw them $10. Like, I've been playing it enough.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know?
No,
Definitely.
I did that with Rocket League. I bought a couple of car upgrades. You know, and I did that with Apex Legends. I bought a couple costumes, nothing crazy. But, yeah, you know, you get your fun worth. You get your 40, 50 hours worth of gameplay. You're like, yeah, here's $10.
Did you see that Ghost of Tsushima is adding – for a free like DLC, they're adding co-op up to three people can play. They're going to have a raid. Adam, I think you would really like that game.
Why? Was it
like
Samurai.
Samurais. Yeah.
I would love it. It's really good. It's really, really good. And the fact that they're going to add co-op and then have like a raid system in there is just insane. And it's free. That DLC pack to do all that shit, they're just giving it to you. Like, here you go, guys. Free.
That's awesome.
Coming soon.
They're like, fuck Marvel.
Yeah.
So what? Do you play it on the computer or your
PlayStation?
PS4. Okay.
Okay.
It's really. I think you would really like it. I think it's the game of the year.
Well, text the name when we finish all this.
Yeah, I will.
I'll try it out.
Cool.
Maybe.
All right. So we're gonna move to a little bit of movie news. Is there any? Well,
New Mutants tickets went on sale.
Yeah,
yesterday.
The movie theaters on the 28th are actually opening. So
that 2-year-old movie is coming out.
Yeah.
Well, there's
New Mutants.
Yeah. Regal is actually opening next Friday. So Friday the 28th, Regal Cinemas will be open. They've gone pre-order for New Mutants, and Tenet will be opening up second week of September. So we've got some actual new movies.
Come on, Bill and Ted next week.
But you can order that on VOD.
Yes.
Which I will be doing.
Did anybody pre-order it?
No.
You can pre-order it now.
How much was it?
I don't know. I saw a Bill and Ted put out a thing saying.
I'm assuming it's 19.99. We're gonna talk about that in a second.
You guys are gonna watch that.
Probably $25.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna watch Bill and Ted 3. Dude, I love two movies.
I would rather.
Dude, the second movie is not
kill
good.
Myself.
The second movie is not good.
I like the second movie. It's nostalgic for me. I own both. I watched them just kind of recently within the last 2 years. Dude, I love those movies.
I'm trying to think of horrific ways to kill myself that I would rather do than watch that movie.
I don't think he'd do it. He's too fat now, older.
Who?
Keanu Reeves.
You think Keanu Reeves is fat?
Fatter than he used to be.
Are we talking about the same person? Do you know who Keanu, John Wick?
Yeah,
you think he's fat?
Yeah.
He's not fat, he's bigger.
Yes.
He's fatter.
I mean, I guess, but I mean, he's still.
But he's older.
He's still fit.
He's like 50 years old, man.
Compared to the other guy, he still looks the same.
Adam, he's like
Alex,
same age as you.
You mean Alex Winter?
Yeah.
The other actor?
That's because he hasn't been doing anything.
I mean,
why do you know the name of the other actor?
Everybody knows the name of that actor.
What?
Alex Winter, man.
That is.
Well, it's the other half. But okay, so I guess I'm the only one who knows Alex Winter. Anyway, yeah. Adam, are you going to go see New Mutants in the theater? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're ready. You got.
I wanted to see Mulan in the theater, but it's not going to happen.
I would go to Mulan in the theater.
Yeah,
in a heartbeat.
Me too.
Okay.
But it's not going to happen.
Bernie, are you going to go see New Mutants in the theater?
Depends. Okay. If I can get a showing where I could sit and not have anyone in my row, anyone in the row in front of me or behind me, I'll go and see it.
Isn't that usually how it is up there in Ohio?
Most of the time. I like sitting in the second or third row just because nobody likes to sit up front. So I like always have it to myself, and I enjoy that immensely.
Are you going to be purchasing beverages and food?
I'll have a beer, yeah.
Okay. Because they you know, you have most of these theaters, you have, I think all of them, you have to wear a mask, but then they say once you take a seat and you're distanced away, you can take off your mask and then eat your popcorn and drink your beer.
Well, how else are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know it sounds like something that's stupid, but people were asking it in the forums. So, like, if we have to wear a mask, how are we supposed to eat? Are you guys going to still be serving snacks?
Well, you wear a mask to go to the restaurant.
But if you get up from your seat, you have to put your mask back on and then, you know, do all your stuff. So,
I need to have those conditions met to go see a shitty movie like that.
Okay. That's fair.
If it was Mulan, I would have less restrictions, but if I'm going to go fucking see what I already know is going to be a horrible movie, I'd at least want to be safe about it and have no one absolutely anywhere near me.
That's why I'm wondering why they didn't make this the online one you could get in Mulan put in theaters.
There has to be some sort of stipulation when they bought Fox that this has to be a theatrical release. There's got to be something. Like, why wouldn't they just shelf this project or just put it direct to video? Because you're right.
Trust me, I think Disney wants to shelf this movie.
Yeah, there has to be something.
They want to put it out there and be like, see, it wasn't us. This was Fox. Wait till you see what we can do.
No. They want to old Yeller the shit out of this movie.
Yeah, when they bought the Fox, there had to have been something in the stipulations that this must be a theatrical release. Maybe it had to do with the contracts that the actors signed.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking maybe the contracts for the actors were based on theatrical release.
Because a lot of them, you know, get exposure, and this is some of their first day. I mean, like, I don't think that Arya from Game of Thrones has been in another movie, has she?
Yeah.
She's been in other movies before?
Yeah,
nothing like big.
She came out in a movie in Netflix.
Oh, okay. There's an actor from Stranger Things in there. I don't know. There had to have been something in the contracts that said this will be a theatrical release, and that's why they're doing it. So that's my guess. I read this the other day. Dude, I didn't know that Lawrence Fishburne wasn't going to be in The Matrix 4. First of all, I don't like that they're making a Matrix 4.
Well, it's been all over my feed lately, so I know.
All of those sequels were terrible. So if they're going to make a fourth one, I can't believe he's not going to be in it. That sucks.
Who cares?
This movie's going to be shit.
He's so old. Who cares?
Yeah, dude, but
none of them have been good since the first one anyway. So
that's what I'm saying. The sequels were all terrible. But I just...
So just keep those fond memories of the old ones. And if they want to make new ones, don't try to force your like nostalgic bullshit onto it and be like, oh, he's not in this one. Who cares?
Dude, he was one of the main three actors and he's not dead.
So what? He's old as shit. It's going to be horrible if he's in it trying to do the back, the slow motion bending backwards as bullets are flying. Can you imagine like an 80-year-old doing that? No, it looks fucking horrible.
He's not 80.
Have you seen The Irishman? Have you seen Robert De Niro de-aged to be like 30 years old trying to kick someone in the face? It's pathetic.
All right, fair enough. And then one of my last topics before we get to the top three was that there was a little bit of TV news for The Boys season 3. One of the Supernatural actors, Jensen Ackles, has signed on to be a character, I think, called Soldier. He's apparently...
Something like that, yeah.
He's like the first superhero.
He's kind of like a Captain America.
Sort of, yeah, that's what it kind of seemed to me. Like, I think he's going to be a good guy.
I thought the other guy was like Captain America.
No, he's like Superman.
Yeah, I think the Soldier... I guess he's more like Superman. Yeah, I think the Soldier's more like the
Captain America.
Yeah, the strong guy who's got a good heart.
He's got a shield.
Tries to do the right thing.
Come on. Yeah. You don't think it's Captain America?
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool is that they're already casting for season 3.
Dude, if they're casting for season 3, you know they're banking that, like, we fucking kicked ass on season 1. Season 2 is going to be just as fucking good. Let's go ahead with 3.
No, yeah. If they got greenlit already before that's the best compliment, dude, you can give a show.
Three.
It's also Amazon though too.
They've had some pretty good original series, man.
They don't have a lot of time original stuff. So I'm sure they're just like, oh, people like it. Here's 5 seasons.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, come on, season 1 was awesome.
It was.
Season 1 was incredible.
I watched the first 6 episodes in a row until 4 a.m. That's how good they were. I can't wait. I can't wait for the show.
Dude, when the real fast guy.
Yeah, runs through the girl.
Dude's girlfriend. When he exploded his girlfriend. Holy shit.
Yeah, shit.
Awesome. That was when I was like, oh, they ain't fucking around.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was so awesome.
Yep.
It was like out of nowhere too. It was like this like lovey-dovey like scene and then all of a sudden she just explodes into a million pieces. Like, oh shit.
Yep. Yeah, I'm super looking forward to that. It's going to be out next month, so that's going to be great. Couple weeks, I think.
I think it's like the 4th or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in like 2 weeks.
So, I actually...
Shit, Mulan and The Boys, 1 weekend.
Yeah,
what
man.
A weekend that's going to be.
Yes, sir.
And Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I actually got a good top 3 for this week, if you don't mind if I go.
Go for it.
All right.
I was going to go, but I'll allow
it. Before we do that, number 1... Has anybody else been hoping that Rami stabs himself with the scissors he's playing with?
Oh, yeah. What's up? Yeah, I do that when I'm
number 2, I did win the last draft. Thank you very much.
You did. I know. Dwayne won the last draft.
I don't know what he wants to admit it again.
Yeah, he did.
Was that the last one?
Yep. I'm retired from drafts.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Was that the last one?
No, Kevin was.
Kevin?
Yeah, Bernie, you had the top 3. I didn't know you had already picked something. So you're the guest. You go.
No, I was kidding.
Oh, okay. Dick. I was feeling nostalgic the other day.
He's gonna stab himself.
I've been watching.
Hopefully in the eye.
What do you mean the other day?
Adam,
hold on. I don't mean to interrupt you, Rami. What are we looking at?
Adam,
what's up?
You cannot watch me on the camera. Almost kill myself, and your camera's blacked out. That's not fair. So turn on your camera and then maybe I'll injure myself.
No.
Yeah. Bunch of bum. What, Bernie, what are you saying? That I can't feel nostalgic or I'm always nostalgic?
No, you're always nostalgic.
Yeah, I'm nostalgic for a lot of stuff, man. And I was thinking about...
It's not a lot of stuff. It's literally everything.
So I was watching this Netflix series called High Score, and it's about the golden age of video games. It's where games like Super Mario...
Two seasons.
What?
There's two seasons.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just started watching it. It's where games like Super Mario, Doom, Quake, Sonic the Hedgehog, just that 85 to like 94 Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter world was like, that's when video games like really captured everyone's imagination and got us to the point where we are now. One of the things that it got me thinking about was how much fun I had when I would go to the arcade. And my parents would drop me off at the bowling alley. They'd give me a roll of quarters for me and my brother. And we could go play games for, you know, an hour or two, and they would come and pick us up. So I want to ask you guys your top three games that you enjoyed playing in the arcade. Doesn't have to be, you know, it could be skee ball if that's one of your favorite games.
Okay, I got it.
Can I burst your bubble? We've done this before, but we can do it again.
We have?
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. Adam's number one is Super Mario Brothers. I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, of course, but
in the arcade.
Yeah.
Oh well, if we've done it before, then I don't want to do that again. I couldn't.
That's an arcade game.
That is.
Why, Super Mario Brothers is. Or no, Mario Brothers is.
Mario right. Brother.
Adam, your number one was Mario Brothers.
No, it was.
Yeah.
The first one for Mario. You know?
Yeah, Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers with Nintendo. Mario Brothers was the video game.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
Well, somebody better come up with another.
Wow, I had no idea that we had done that already. I don't remember that at all. And I definitely figured I'd remember if Adam picked Mario
Brothers. Hey, it's been 99 episodes.
Yeah,
so. I beat the whole game top threes. At the arcade.
You beat the what?
No, we can do it again.
I beat the
we
game.
Got Bernie anyway, so it'll be
Bernie,
different.
Do you remember us doing that?
No. Bernie hasn't listened to
everything. I think I listened to all 99 all right,
well,
episodes.
If we've done it before, we'll just do it again. And then we'll make sure to...
I mean, okay. It's episode 99. We got new listeners.
All right. Top three are...
You are nostalgic, Rami. Yeah. So this is right in your wheelhouse.
All right, Adam, go ahead. Like, apparently your number one is Mario Brothers.
Okay, number one is Mario Brothers.
Uh-huh.
Number two is
Donkey Kong.
Yes. But the number three is I change. Which is number three?
I don't know.
Why do you remember this, Dwayne?
Jeez, yeah. I don't remember that at all.
Because I remember us discussing like why they were what they were.
Jeez. Okay.
You need to pick up a hobby, Dwayne. Start gardening or something.
Plus I edit the episode, so I listen to them like five times.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, Adam, what's your number three?
Cyberball.
What?
Cyberball.
Cyberball. Was it like a baseball game with robots?
Yes, but it's a football game with robots.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did he pick
Cyberball in his top
three? No, he just said he changed his top number three.
Okay. Very good. All right, so, Dwayne, do you remember your top three?
I don't remember what I picked at the time, so I was drinking too much. So
okay, fair enough.
I can tell you that I don't know what year it was. There was a wrestling game that me and my buddy would always play, and that would be my number three.
Was it the WWF wrestling game?
Oh, it's definitely WWF. It was Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant.
You know which character? I do. I know exactly which one. You know which character I picked?
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Big Boss Man. Big Boss Man. Yeah, he was in that game. I love that game. That game was awesome. I think
Bam Bam was in it too.
WWF Championship or something. It was something like that.
Yeah. And my buddy would be playing it and I'd be like pinning him and he'd like push me like away from the video game so I wouldn't pin him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Asshole.
All right. So the wrestling game. Okay.
Number two, I'll go classic Pole Position.
Sure. Great game.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. Great game.
And number one would probably be the Ninja Turtle game.
Yep. Great choice. That everyone remembers playing that game, especially if you had four friends. That game was awesome. Bernie, do you have a top three or you want me to go?
There were no arcades when he grew up.
Yeah. This wasn't we actually had consoles that we could play at home. Number three, I would say Turtles.
Sure.
Number two, there was I don't quite remember the name of it, but there was an X-Men like fighting game.
Yeah, it was kind of like Turtles.
No, it was a one-on-one fighting. It was called X-Men Shadow of the Atom.
All right.
Yeah.
Quite popular. And my number one, The Simpsons.
Yeah, great choice, dude. Awesome.
I fucking loved playing that Simpsons arcade game.
It was just like Turtles.
Yeah. What character? Did you pick Marge with the vacuum?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah, dude. She had the best weapon.
Yeah. She was the most powerful.
Yeah. My number three is Marvel versus Capcom. I just ordered the arcade cabinet from 1UP for that. I'm really excited about that cabinet. It's one of the ones I've always wanted to own, and now I can own it for like super cheap. Number two was this is a hard choice.
This is your question, by the way.
I know. Number two, because it's one of two sports games. I'm going to pick Rage in the Cage. Rage in the Cage was a basketball game where if you scored 100 points, you actually won a basketball. So that game for me, my brother and I would just sink so much money into that game trying to win this mini basketball when we could have just bought one from Walmart for $5. So I loved Rage in a Cage.
But then you'd have to go into Walmart. So, you know.
Correct. And
that's also the name of his sex tape too.
Number one was Mortal Kombat 2. That was my favorite fighting game ever. And it still is to this day. So those are my top three. Man, I'm sorry. I didn't know we'd asked that already. So my bad. We need to start writing these.
I did change mine up because I had Mortal Kombat, the first one, in there somewhere.
Okay, cool. All right, so we'll make sure we don't ask the same question again. That's lame. And is that everything?
I'm surprised you didn't have Pac-Man and Pong, Dwayne.
Pong, I played at home. Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
That was my first video game console.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you, Bernie, for being on. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you for having me.
As always.
Next will be the big 100. I don't know.
What are we going to do? We're going to meet at the restaurant with our mask on.
Well, we can just have food in front of us and then we don't have to have the mask on.
It's true.
I want a picture with a mask on.
Yeah, I know. We got to do that. Plus,
food for episode 100.
Plus, Dwayne's birthday is coming up, so I got to bring you your gifts. All right, guys. So, is that everything?
Just hit us up on the social medias. We're always looking for questions for future episodes.
Absolutely. And cheers, guys.
Cheers. Virtual cheers.
Virtual cheers. Peace.